This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A Colorado federal judge ordered the Department of Justice back to court to prove it is properly training ICE agents. CPR's Allison Sherry.
Senior U.S. District Judge R. Brooke Jackson seemed exasperated on Wednesday. He told federal lawyers that Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers had a good policy in not detaining people without warrants, and that they aren't following that policy in the second Trump administration. The ACLU sued on behalf of a class of immigrants who were detained without warrants and without any assessment on whether they'd be a flight risk. Jackson, in November, ordered ICE to comply with its own rules. But evidence this year shows they are not complying with that order. Now everyone is heading back to court in March. The onus will be on the federal government to prove they are training agents to follow the order properly. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A bill aimed at preventing domestic violence fatalities moved ahead in the legislature Wednesday. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
The bill would require law enforcement agencies across the state to follow a protocol when responding to domestic violence situations. It means asking 11 questions to determine a person's risk level and then offering resources. After hours of testimony with stories from over a dozen victims, advocates, attorneys, and family members, the House committee voted unanimously to move the bill forward to the Appropriations Committee. Ava Keon, CPR News.
A state reservoir just south of Pikes Peak will be getting a new campground. The Colorado Springs City Council approved a resolution last week to move forward with the project. Rosemont Reservoir State Wildlife Area is about 12 miles southwest of Colorado Springs. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it may open the new campground as early as the 4th of July. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.